The people of the Middle Ages found great comfort and consolation in the death of Jesus. They saw in the image of the crucified Lord a place that they could sympathize with. They felt like he understood what they were going through. So in this way, during the Middle Ages, the crucifix became much more gory. The body of Jesus got more contorted to the point where it even lost its look of humanity. They did things like put one nail through both feet instead of one nail through each foot to show that even more so he was tortured. Their goal, because of the challenges of the time, was to really see in Jesus the torture they felt in their lives and to sympathize with it, which, given what was going on, we can understand. When the bubonic plague hit, it killed a third of Europe. And in the midst of that, there was a war between the Turks and the Ottomans. So that was so bad that the Ottomans end up flinging bodies over the wall, and there were so many dead because of it that the whole air was foul by the scent of dying flesh. Similarly, they had issues with famines. Death was all around them all the time due to childhood mortality, wars that were going on, plagues, famines. Their whole land was just imbued with this horrid. Children would die so young because of everything. Even people, as an agrarian society, everything that happened, broken bone, a cut, a wound, anything could be fatal. So for them, they saw in the midst of all the challenge of the Middle Ages, someone who actually understood, and that was Jesus. They wanted to see in the crucified Lord something that matched the horrors of their time so they could feel a sense of hope, that there's something greater to come. This is not the end, that God actually understands them. The challenge for us is, what does the crucifixion mean to us? Do we understand it? Does it have meaning in our lives? Is it merely just a story that we tell over and over again, thinking, yes, that's what Jesus did? Or is it something that means something to us personally? That we take on a sense of what Jesus has done? We get a chance to reflect on the horrors he experienced as a way to realize he did this for us because he wanted us to be free. So let us spend some time with the crucifixion. Let us make it make sense to us. That as Jesus was scourged and those whips with little metal shards on them ripped apart his flesh, we could realize this is the penalty for sin. As kids, we understood what happened when we did something wrong, our parents would punish us. But as adults, where's the punishment? Do we realize what our actions do and the consequences of it? Jesus shows us that. When he was led before the people and they put him in a purple garment, beat him with their fists, spit on him, and put a crown of thorns upon him, we realize how powerful our words can be, how much they can affect the people around us. Conversely, how much other people's words affect us, helping us understand what Jesus went through, what he endured for our salvation. As he took on that big heavy cross, the big wooden chunk that he had to carry, he reminds us of words that we often forget. Cast your burdens upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So often, we try to do everything ourselves. In our pride, we think, I got this, I can handle it. But that's not what God wants from us. He wants to carry our crosses with us. He wants us to cast our burdens upon him. We realize more when we give them over to him, what he has done and what he wants to do with us. Then, as he lay dying on the cross, he reaches out to heaven and earth and calls us and says, this is what it means to follow me. We'll have to die to things. Life will be different. But you'll experience a joy greater than you'll ever experience before. So let us walk with Jesus. Let his passion and death arouse in us a new sense of devotion, a sense of gratitude for what he has done. Let us try to imagine, sympathize, enter into the mysteries we celebrate, that through his death and resurrection, we may see not only a path through life, but a path to the greatest joy, which is heaven. That through him and with him, we may come to realize what he has done, and return with gratitude and thanksgiving.